The Solution to Man's Problems, written by Martin Fanon, read by Shane Browning. Man is facing a multitude of problems for which he has no solution. Who is responsible for these problems? In the ultimate sense, Satan is responsible for the problems through his deception. Satan deceives the whole world. See Revelation 12, verse 9. However, mankind has willingly, if not willfully, embraced Satan's way. Therefore, man cannot be excused or declared blameless for the problems he faces. Jesus Christ made this plain when he declared, quote, "This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil," unquote. John chapter 3, verse 19. So the problems are a result of the choices man has made. Problems of war, disease, sickness, pollution, famine, etc. Man chose to direct his own steps, and he is not qualified to do this. See Jeremiah 10, verse 23. The resulting problems and misery were predictable. Yes, the culprit causing man's problems is man himself. He need look no further than his own image reflected in a mirror to identify the source. Now that the source of man's problems has been identified, what about the solution? The solution is obedience to God. When mankind starts keeping the Ten Commandments, summed up in love toward God and love toward neighbor, all his problems will disappear. Man putting trust in man for solutions is in vain, but genuine trust in God will never fail. Jeremiah 17, verse 5 tells us that, quote, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man," unquote, but, quote, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord," unquote, verse 7. But can we trust the word of God? Many say no, even choosing to believe that God does not exist. However, do we really believe that the tide flows in and out on schedule just by accident? Of course not. Do the planets in our solar system continue to move in unison on their own accord? Do the Earth, Moon, and Sun continue to move in their appointed orbits, producing the tidal flows night and day, the seasons, all by themselves? How foolish it would be if we believed that time and chance produced this orderliness. Do we question the existence of the Earth's atmosphere, this unique bubble of air surrounding the Earth, making physical life possible? Remember, our solar system is just a speck in our home galaxy, and our home galaxy is just a speck in the known universe, and all of the myriad numbers of planets, stars, solar systems, galaxies, in this unfathomable vastness move in orderly relationship. Could all of this be the result of blind chance? Never! Truly only, quote, "the fool has said in his heart, there is no God," unquote. Psalm 53, verse 1. These things prove the existence of the great God who created and sustains all things through Christ Jesus. See Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, who now sits at the right hand of God, upholding all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. So can we trust the word of God? Absolutely. It is forever true. And God has absolute power to resolve all problems, which he will do through Jesus Christ. Humanly, the problems of mankind are overwhelming, but the returning Jesus Christ will resolve them. See Revelation 11, verse 15. Man will then learn to live God's way, the way of love toward God and neighbor. This will happen when the Ten Commandments are written not just on tables of stone, but in the heart and mind of mankind. See Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. This will provide the perfect solution for all of man's problems, a solution that will last forever. For more understanding on this subject, order the free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises.